There's a lot of good young defensemen, Juracek, Matejchuk, some of the guys that were just drafted. What do you do to kind of help mentor those guys and help them grow on the ice?
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting time for this organization with the young prospects, especially defensemen, the guys you mentioned. I think for me, for Goody, for older guys, it's just leading by example, kind of showing them what we do here and how we work and how we prepare. In terms of talking to them, we're always here for questions, to help them out. Obviously, we'll give pointers along the way if we see something. But it's just trying to show them the way here in Columbus and how we're going to do things and, you know, how to prepare at the next level. Obviously, their skill and what they've done in the past has gotten them this far, and now it's just trying to help them, you know, stay here and be really good NHL players. So, like I said, it's an exciting time for all these prospects, and hopefully we can get them up here and get them going.
We'll go to Ed. Third row middle.
So there are a couple of new additions on the blue line. Jordan Harris coming in the Line A deal, but then also the return of Jack Johnson, who you played with, you know, several years back. What was your reaction to the acquisition of Harris, but then also being able to have a guy like Jack Johnson back in the fold as a true veteran presence?
Yeah, I don't know Jordan too well. Obviously gotten to know him the last couple of weeks. I know he's a very solid player playing in Montreal last season. But with Jack, me and Jack were really close when he was here, so I was really excited about it. Two Michigan guys. He was kind of the first Michigan guy when I got here, so I always had that connection, and then kept in touch throughout the years along the way, and obviously his career's since he left here has been awesome, winning a Stanley Cup and being on really good hockey teams. So just to have that leadership back and that presence in the room, I've already talked to him a bunch about, you know, how Colorado practices and things they did in Pittsburgh, and just, you know, he's been around so many high-level players. To have guys like that in the room, I think it's great for us.
We'll go to Dave right in the middle.
Zach, I know you've been through a few regimes at this point. I'm curious, with Don and Dean, what is it that gives you confidence that this group is going to get this thing headed the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, they've both been around for a very long time. They're both well-established. Don's been assistant GM, I think head coach, GMs of really good hockey teams. So he knows what he's doing. His resume speaks for itself. And then along with Dean, he's been coaching for pretty much as long as I've been alive, to be honest. So he was really good in Minnesota. Obviously, they struggled a little bit last year. But after having conversations with him, I think the one thing that I kind of gathered was it's just black and white. He's going to tell you how it is. There's no gray areas, and I think that makes it a lot easier as a player when you're not thinking too much. You just know what's right, know what's wrong. It allows you to just go out there and play and kind of freeze you up a bit. So I'm really excited for it. I'm ready to get camp going. I'm sure it's going to be tough, but like I said, I think we worked hard this summer, and we're ready for it.
We'll go to Mark here on the left.
Hey, Zach. One of the big themes that have come out has been the power of togetherness. So you as a leadership group, what are you guys going to do to make sure that the room just stays together and gets more together as the process moves on?
Yeah, I think just doing team building stuff, whether it's, you know, just being around each other in the lounge or hanging out at, you know, breakfast or lunch, golfing, whatever it is, just kind of doing things together as a group. You know, we've always been a pretty tight-knit group here in Columbus, and I think now more than ever it's you know, important to stress that and be together and go through things on the ice, away from the rink, whatever it is, as a group. And, you know, Don's brought in some really good people here, players. We have good, you know, people and players here already. So I think it's just kind of doing everything together, whether that's, like I said, eating breakfast or getting lunch or whatever it is. It's just doing it as a group.
Go back to Ryan in the back.
With a new regime here on the eve of camp, is there a nervousness or a different kind of excitement this year?
To be honest, I used to get really nervous for camp. I feel like I've done everything I could this summer to prepare for it. So right now I'm not too nervous. I think it's more of an excitement, just to kind of see the type of coach Dean is on the ice, the kind of camp he's going to run, systems, and just to get back out there with the guys. So I'm not nervous, but I'm definitely really excited to get out there tomorrow and get working with the guys again.
And we'll go to Dave in the front.
Zach, just back to that togetherness issue. Have you guys had any light moments where you've had a chance to, maybe it's a story about Johnny, maybe it's something you guys remember, where you've all been able to kind of laugh and just be a little bit lighter as you head into this camp and share that as part of your togetherness as well?
Yeah, a little bit. We golfed one day with majority of the guys, which was nice just to get out there and be together. We've shared some videos and pictures of John and just good memories we've had. And then one of the questions we've kind of asked ourselves is, what would John want us to do in certain situations? You know, he'd want us to enjoy coming to the rink and being around our teammates and being together and enjoy this time. So obviously there's, you know, a lot of tough days that have happened, but we're trying to take some positives out of it. And like me and you talked about yesterday, like, how did John come to the rink? And that was with joy and excitement. And we're trying to take kind of how he lived and approach the game and use it, you know, in our locker room today as a group.
Last one, we'll go to Hedge on the right.
Zach, with Sean Monahan, you know, when he signed here, obviously he, big part of it was wanting to play with Johnny, and that's not possible now. When you guys, I mean, have a new teammate come in, maybe a lot of you guys don't know him. Do you guys kind of, you share that bond of being his close friends. Has that made you guys instantly kind of closer, like right away?
Yeah, I think so. I've known him a little bit just through John the last couple of years, whether it's dinners on the road or whatnot. I know Boone knows him and Goody, and a few guys have known him along the way, but you know, he walked into a tough situation here, beating the guys for the first time after this happened. So I give him a lot of credit for how he's handled everything. Obviously, we know John was a big reason why he signed here. But I think kind of goes back to that point of being together. You know, we're there for him. And I think it maybe speeds things up a little bit, the relationships. But, you know, he's handled everything tremendous. And obviously, it's probably one of the worst times of his life. And you know, he's been awesome to be around. So that speaks volumes to the type of person he is. But as a group, yeah, we're here for him and just going to be together and get through this thing together.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.